All right, how does this end? Tell me the scenario where instead of having 3,000, who knows, eventually maybe 4,000. I don't know where the number is going to go. How does it end where you're not having immigration now, Native Americans talking about how they're being stopped and pulled over? If you're not white right now and you don't have your ID with you all the time, you're making an enormous mistake. It's just as simple as that.
Such a sad but true statement.
It's a pathetic statement. If this is the country you want to live in, we cannot disagree more. And like some texter, and I appreciate texting, letting going at us, just some level of respect, okay, said, don't you and your family feel safer now of the number of felons who've been taken off the street? Okay, any violent criminal who either was born here or came here that is not roaming free faces a trial or faces whatever their due process is. I feel better about it. Okay? I don't believe the Trump administration on their data, because the president has done this dozens and dozens of times where he lies about numbers, extrapolates numbers. The one he was doing a lot during the election last year, 2 years ago, was like the number of violent offenders. Some, I think it was tied to the Biden administration, and it was like three administrations. You know, has he stopped the border? Yes. Congratulations. Thank you. I'm glad he did. This show, let's just try facts. Dozens and dozens and dozens of times we called out the Biden administration on their ineptitude on that. Had many guests on. Okay. But there are obviously better ways than having ICE, Border Patrol, and others with large weaponry roaming from daycares to schools to grocery stores to department stores to businesses, and for some of them, not all of them, with the presumption of guilt right away. Because that's what that's what's happening too much. And a lot of that was happening before everything that happened between 33rd and 34th in Portland, but it's only been accelerated. And as I add often, there were many videos I watched of protesters over the weekends where I was sickened by some of the comments by some of the protesters. Sickened. When they're driving their vehicles erratically and cutting people off and screaming expletives in the faces. Nope. If you think I'm just going to say, oh, you know, like when we have certain stories, I believe the police every time, or I believe protesters every time. It's not that hard to sometimes look case by case and reach a conclusion. It's not that hard if more videos come out on what happened with Renee Good and say, first, you wish she was still here. You wish she was alive. But wait a second. Maybe I have a different perspective after seeing this video. If you're so locked in and so dogmatic, and no matter the information provided to you, what kind of intellect are you showing? And so we have to reach some point where I don't have to call my stepson as I'm borderline fighting off tears and say, please, Mike, don't ever leave the house without your ID. He might be the sweetest, kindest person I've met in my entire life. I would take a bullet for him. He's amazing. He was born here. But his mom, who is a U.S. citizen, was born in La Paz. So he has brown skin. And he is ride or die for me. And so I just can't envision how I would feel. And how all the people I've talked to now whose businesses have just come to a screeching halt. Are some of those undocumented? Yeah. Yes, they are. Not going to lie. But are many of them coming to a screeching halt because other legal U.S. citizens who are Hispanic are like, I've seen what happens to other people. How do I know I'm not going to be dragged away or beat up and then dropped off 7-8 miles away? And many of these ICE officers, a high percentage of them, would never do that. I believe that. Many of the protesters aren't the ones who are screaming and yelling. And it's not just because we're profiling. Because I've talked to too many people in law enforcement and people who have protested saying some places, like maybe skiing or sliding to power, you know, right by Powder and Park, beautiful, kind. It's not always that. So what and how could this end? And then let's get to this press conference, which is going to start sometime around 3:30, maybe right in the butt. But this is a press conference involving the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, and St. Paul Mayor Colley Herr. They will hold a press conference to make an important announcement about Operation Metro Surge. That's what's happened with ICE here. That's it. There are no other details, but clearly it will draw us, and we're going to carry it. What do you want to hear from the AG and the two mayors? What do you want to hear if you're more sympathetic to the ICE side of this? What do you want to say if you're more sympathetic to the protesters? And you can have a default, and that's fine. But also sometimes when the evidence is overwhelming that your default or this particular individual involved is out of line, there's nothing wrong, including like if Tim Walz is your person or Amy Klobuchar is your person or Tom Emmer is your person or Donald Trump's your person and saying overall, philosophically, I agree with their politics. But in this particular case, fill in the blank, any of the four was out of line. Like as an example, let's just get this story and then we're going to pause and take texts and calls. When the president is telling us today he had nothing to do with the DOJ and their investigation of Jerome Powell, if you believe him, you are incredibly gullible. Or you're such an ideologue that you've lost objectivity. The president has been insulting Jerome Powell, by the way, who he initially appointed, over and over and over again. Now, he's talking about how much the renovation of the Fed building costs, where if you go back to the video, when they were together, when Trump was coming up with numbers, Powell had to point out, no, that's a building that was finished 5 years ago. This is his revenge tour. What's the name? Powell is going to be done in a few months. That's not enough for Donald Trump. That's not enough when he wants to go at universities or states or networks or law firms or certain individuals. You can agree with Republican policies. Tens and tens and tens of millions of people do. On size of government, I'm more often than not with them. On the overregulations, I'm more often with them. On how overtaxed the state is, I'm more often with them. I don't want any politician, no matter the side, who their focus is just about themselves all the time and their revenge. That's what the president's doing. And again, because Walz was Harris's VP, and because of some of the back and forth, that has added greatly to the interest that Donald Trump has in this state. Let's do this. Let's pause. Joe's first up. Others, line up. You want to call? You can. If you want to text? You can. Plenty on the table. We'll get away from the topic again at the top of the hour. with overrated, underrated, properly rated. And we might get to even more topics because since last Tuesday, this has been, what do you think, 95% of what we discussed?
Maybe more.
Right? And who knows what's going to happen in the next 20 minutes, and we'll pivot to it if necessary. 651-461-9226. How about I discuss a little Aquarius right here?
You could do that.
Okay. Let's go with the best company out there, AquariusHomeServices.com, earning the right to be recommended since when? 1987. I didn't go with them right away because guess what? 1987, I didn't live here. But when I came back here, I had an apartment downtown and then eventually moved to Plymouth. And after moving into a house, we right away had the Kinetico water treatment system installed. And when I moved a couple other times, that's about it. Again, I did. I recently moved last year. Absolutely love it. And it's great. It's not just the Kinetico water system. It's the water softener and their ability to help out with your air conditioning and furnace. What a deal right now with the Kinetico drinking water. And if you get a new AC and furnace, both of them, you don't have to get together, one or the other combo, 6 months, no interest, no payments. Come on. It's absolutely worth reaching out to find out if you want to get the best drinking water system or it's time to replace your AC and furnace. Don't hesitate. Customer for me since 93, AquariusHomeServices.com. Simply Red?
Nailed it.
Yeah. Pretty good tune. Haven't heard this in a long time, right?
I'm bringing you the jams.
Thank you, Jam Master. All right, lots of texts. Let's go to call here. Joe, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Chad, I love your show. You know, I listen to you all the time, but I've been biting my lip on this whole thing. Both sides of these whole mess is to blame here. This whole thing is just a disaster. And I think both sides get as much blame as the next. Between the mayor and the way they responded was a disaster. I think ICE being a bunch of thugs, and I get it. But my problem is we have to fix this problem. And by fixing it is, it's like I told your screener, guess what? If you get carded at a bar, I used to bartend. I carded everybody. People would get pissed if they're 40 years old. Well, guess what? I'm 59 years old. I still get carded, and I don't care. So if you have to, if for a month, ICE is in town, and you aren't a freaking fat, dumpy white guy like me, you have to have your license on you. I don't think everybody should be having a fit.
Really?
Because they've
Hold on. You know we go back and forth, so let me just jump.
Yep.
And again, there is culpability for Joe Biden a lot on this, a lot. Donald Trump, by the way, did not resolve all of it when his first term. But you're really saying that your friends who aren't white have to be prepared on a regular basis or a semi-regular basis that every time they go out, they're going to get questioned when there's no probable cause whatsoever but the fact that they're not a white person. That's the country we want to live in?
I never said that. I said I got four
you said
guys
for a month.
To work with.
You said for a month
said,
that
well,
should
whatever,
happen.
Well, whatever it is. Okay, what I'm saying is, because it is the way it is right now, and it's a mess. I'm not saying it's not, but I have four guys who work with us who are Mexican, barely speak English. They're 100% legal. Blah blah blah. I've talked to them about it, and they're like, you know what? They come to work every day. They have their ID on them. They think it's a mess, but they have to do what they have to do. Do I agree it's a disaster? I do. But my problem is, look at both sides.
Oh, there's point. Joe, I know you listen. You know I've called out both sides at different times, not in total, because I want to be precise in where I'm criticizing. I don't want to generalize.
I know, Chad, but you come on, buddy. You know you go after Trump more, way more than the other side. You do, and that's
I go after.
Fine.
I go. Hold on a second. But you're generalizing there. I go after Trump because he's an awful human being with no, let me finish, with no moral character. I've also said Tim Walz shouldn't run. Tim Walz was incredibly culpable for the fraud, and Tim Walz will not come on the show because of my comments. So I don't just say Democrats this, Republicans this. I have the ability to call out people within the parties. And there's a Gallup poll that came out today, Joe. 45% are now identified as me, as an independent. Yep. That doesn't stop my criticism of Trump. My track record is long for voting Republicans. Will I ever vote MAGA? Hell no. Will I ever vote far left? Hell no. But Renee Good shouldn't have parked the car that way. The wife should have been daring him and mocking him. They shouldn't have drove off. I've been crystal clear about that from day one. Jonathan Ross should have showed greater patience, shouldn't have been in front of the car, shouldn't be switching his phone back and forth. Never should have shot two more times on the driver's side window. Never should have called her an effing biatch, right? So I've said those things. There's not a lot of, no pun intended because it's your last name, there's not a lot of good in what anybody did in that interaction.
What I'm saying is you have to start, I think, we have to start looking at both sides better here. Because I'm sorry, what the mayor did of Minneapolis is a complete and utter ridiculous joke. He's a lunatic. And we can't, that's not a leader. I know Trump's a maniac. I get it. But what the mayor did to fan the fire and all this is not helping. This is a disaster on both sides. And I think your station should start taking a little better look or more of the left side of this, because I know
Adam Carter is a centrist. Jason DeRussia is a centrist. You're wrong. I know them. You listen to the radio. You're wrong. Because it pisses me off when you say that. They criticize Donald Trump. You're too smart for this. I've talked to you too many times. Just because you criticize Donald Trump doesn't mean you're criticizing all Republicans. Both of them, for years, have had guests on highly critical of Walz. Is Jordana a lefty? Hell yeah. No. Is H a lefty? Hell yeah. But the three of us, who are all highly critical of Trump, have all voted Republican numerous times, but you're taking the easy way out. If you criticize Donald Trump, you must hate Republicans. No.
I'm not saying that. But what you cannot tell me, that majority of what you complain about, I don't think you're trying to solve the problem. That's my situation.
I'm not here to be a problem solver. I'm here to provide intelligence and guess and my opinions. I'm not a mayor right now. I'm not a governor. I'm not a shock jock either. But go back to my Twitter feed when the George Floyd riots are taking place, how I'm crushing Tim Walz and Jacob Fry. Go back to some of the interviews I had with Keith Ellison about fraud when they were very testy. It's all facts. I got to go, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Let's go.
Bye.
Let's see. Adam Carter's a centrist. That's the fun thing I've heard this year. Well, facts are tough for you. Your caller says Trump is the maniac he's prepared to live with, not Fry. Let's see. There's no room for critical thinking by the administration. Even think if there's room that the best way to do this. Yeah. I mean, can we get some level of latitude and measured from Trump? Did I agree? I said right away when Jacob said, if they're going to try to spin this BS, then he can't hold up with as much credibility as he did before, Dave, and say, well, we got to be calm. You can't say, get the F out of here and BS and then say, be calm. You can't play both sides of it. Just say you're just going to keep giving your opinion. But then don't act like you haven't played a part in the agitation.
Yeah. And I think that's why you saw them, at least in part, why you saw the governor have a press conference a few hours later. Much calmer tone. Much calmer tone, because he probably saw Jacob's press conference and said, you know, we can't all do that. We have to have a different face on this thing right now.
Should we get out here at 35?
Let's do that.
All right. We'll keep going with it later in the show, but we can have fun with overrated, underrated, properly, early next hour, right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.